will now have biggest terminus for local commuters, popularly known as Kodini, which is always teeming with commuter buses and commuters themselves, was deserted from just before lunchtime as commuter operators suspended their operations in protest against alleged harassment by traffic police. A driver, who only identified himself as Temba, told Studio 7 that police had been distressing them, fining them excessively for minor offenses, and also asking for bribes.
The problem is the police, they need a lot of things, which we don't have. Other things is right, but they're just charging taxes. They're saying they need retests, everything.
Temba confirmed reports that what sparked the clashes between the police and the commuter drivers was an incident in the morning in which two police officers were beaten up by a group of drivers and touts after they had boarded one commuter bus with the intention of impounding the vehicle. Studio 7 was not able to reach police for comment. The standoff left thousands of commuters stranded. A few commuter buses that were operating hiked their fares, taking advantage of the crisis, and many commuters blamed the police for what they said was their high-handedness. A woman who only identified herself as Mrs. Moyo said she was worried because her baby was crying consistently as she had been waiting for a commuter bus for well over 3 hours.
There is no transport here. We are waiting for the transport. There is no transport. For this man, I just suing the combis, so no transport to go home. They are now charging dollar to go home.
Clashes between police and commuter drivers have often resulted in running battles that have at times resulted in fatal accidents. Freelance journalist Crispin Lovu was briefly detained while taking pictures of the standoff between the police and commuter bus drivers. Elsewhere, ZANU-PF Central Committee member Killian Spanda last night won the party's primary election and will represent his party as a candidate from Kulumane constituency following the death of Tamsanqa Mahlangu last month. Spanda beat former Bulawayo Mayor David Ndlovu in a closely contested poll which was fraught with allegations of irregularities. Spanda is expected to file his nomination papers when the nomination court sits tomorrow at the Bulawayo Magistrates Court. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.